This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, it is Good Morning NoCo. I'm Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey, how you doing, my friend?
I'm lovely. I was just getting my throat warmed up there. I'm ready now.
All right, good. Glad we got that out of the way. Angel Padilla.
I'm irritating you already. We have barely started. I don't
interrupted
understand
the
you.
First three sentences that I've started.
Yes.
Angel Padilla, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, the World Series is over. It has been done. You called it, Brian. You called it. The Texas Rangers got it done last night. First one in their history.
Ever.
Is that right?
Ever.
They were just unbeatable this year.
They were. They played a great World Series. Arizona had a no hitter going through 6-7 innings. I believe it was in the seventh inning. Texas finally got their first hit, and then what happens so often in those situations,
right,
where you're watching the manager and you're going, you can't take him out. You got to leave him in. But the manager's going, I really think I should take him out, but I got to leave him in because
right,
he's got a no-hitter going. But you know that once one went, it was going to open the door, and that is what happened for Texas as they blew up for what? Didn't they get three in that inning?
Yeah.
I believe, and that was enough to take care of the Diamondbacks, who just couldn't get their bats going either. When you look at another great pitching performance from Texas as well.
Yeah, Nathan Eovaldi was solid, good, solid again. But Zach Gallen was really good.
He was ridiculous for a good period of the game.
Really good. And I mean, going into that ninth inning, it was a 1-0 ball game, and then they got four in the top of the ninth, and the Texas Rangers are the 2023 World Series champions. Doesn't do a whole lot for me, one way or the other. We talked about this yesterday. Doesn't do a whole lot for me.
No, it affects me in no way whatsoever. I have one or two friends who were big-time Ranger fans, so I'm happy that they're happy. But for the most part, it's not like I'm even going, oh, crap, World Series is over. Because the playoffs kind of ended when any team I cared about were eliminated.
Right, yeah. Or love to hate, one or the other, right?
So. Yeah, and there just wasn't that for me this year. That's not saying it wasn't good baseball, but it wasn't great.
No, it was not.
No.
Really.
It wasn't a memorable World Series.
No, so it is done, and we move on now. And, Brian, the Denver Nuggets did what we thought they were going to do last night.
I think we all predicted this. Me, you, and I think even Dustin.
And Brady.
And Brady,
we
too.
We all said.
And when we mentioned Dustin, he's a new member of the team.
Yes,
we were all saying this is a game. Nuggets can't win them all. They have trouble with Minnesota sometimes. This is, I'm not going to touch this one. I'm not going to touch it. And what did I do? I fondled it all over on FanDuel. No, I did. I went for it, and I was told no. I was a struck out big time.
It
on
was
that.
Just the same. I mean, it was the same old stuff. Yeah, Jokic was really good. 25 and 10. But only three assists with five turnovers as well. But Michael Porter Jr., 2 of 11, he has just been an absolute no-show to start this year off.
Not ideal there, but still, it's not like I'm going to bang my head over this or anything. That's the cool thing about basketball. They'll play again real quick, and you're going to have those nights.
They did. They keep pulling him late in those games.
He should be put in then.
Christian Brown's the one who's closing these games, and it's kind of reminiscent of what we saw in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I just wonder if – I'm starting to wonder, I'm not comparing Michael Porter Jr. to Jerry Jeudy, but I'm wondering if a different situation might fit them better. Because I don't think Michael Malone trusts him, Brian. I don't think he does.
Well, I think that's been the deal all along with him, was you see this physical specimen, and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
There is nothing not to like about Michael Porter Jr. He just can be frustrating because we think the ceiling is so much higher than where he's floating. You don't know what that reason is.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So I think that's interesting. And of course, Brady Hull will join us later in the program to break that down. I want to hear his thoughts on Michael Porter Jr. going forward. Representative Ken Buck will not be seeking re-election, citing GOP's election denialism. this is another thing that we kind of saw the writing on the wall with Ken Buck. We kind of thought that this could be his way of trying to get a TV job, as Kyle Clark was talking
about. Well, actually, he's taking the Raiders coaching job.
Good.
Yeah.
That'll be perfect. That'll be perfect for Ken to get out there and do that.
No, this was one. I don't think anybody's actually surprised by this, are they? I mean, if so, you haven't really been following along.
This doesn't happen very often. And that's
why somebody decides not to rerun.
There's just out of nowhere like this because you consider him in kind of the four representatives in Washington, kind of the prime of where he's headed. He's been in there since 2015. He was elected in 2014, took office in 2015. But just for this to be wide open, listen, CD4 is a solidly Republican seat. So the Republican primary for whoever decides to run, and I have no idea who's going to throw their name in that hat right now. No idea on that side. I've heard rumors on people, but it'll be interesting to see who steps in and who runs in that spot, because it'll be the Republican primary that will be the election, because you won't see a Democratic challenger try and pop up, because CD4 covers up north here and the Eastern Plains. It is historically a very red portion of Colorado. So it'll be interesting to see who steps up. We'll play some of his clip a little bit later on in the program, but it was a little earlier than I thought it was going to be for him to officially announce that he wasn't running.
I can't knock anybody for saying enough.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I really can't.
Well, and you saw that with how he was voting, too. You know what I mean? When he wasn't voting for Speaker of the House, well, he voted to oust him, and then he wasn't voting for the ones that they were putting up. And I'm like, that's when we were really frustrated. It's like, you're part of the problem, Ken. You're the one who ousted McCarthy, and now you're not voting for the people that they were being put up there. So it was just kind of a weird end to the Ken Buck era, I suppose.
Yeah, and I'll say something that'll make some people a little bit mad, but I actually respect him more towards the end than I did at any point during.
I just didn't like the ousting of McCarthy. It didn't make any sense.
No, I'm with you on all that, but then when it came down to standing up and saying going against election deniers.
Yeah.
I actually got some respect for him there. And that's what I've been looking for the entire Republican Party.
Right.
You can win me back.
Yeah.
You could.
We need to see the separation from the Trumpism over back to the Republican Party.
Yeah. Because
we're really growing within four parties. You've got the extreme left. You've got the moderate left. Mm-hmm. You got the moderate right, and you got the extreme right.
You're right.
And right now we're having a power struggle between all four of those right now.
It's just louder on the ends. I think there's more people towards the middle of that, but it's a lot louder sitting on those end seats of the teeter-totter, and can't one just jump off and send the other one flying, and then the two in the middle end up getting to slide down, and we got it.
That might be the best analogy you've ever made. I like that. You just got to slide the one fat kid off there. That's all we got to do. That's all we've got to do. The other news last night is Bobby Knight passed away. It was just his birthday not long ago that we were talking about him, but Bob Knight dies at the age of 83 years old, a college basketball icon. Obviously, everyone goes to the chair throwing. But
he was one of those things that will live in infamy, that, and he's one of those polarizing figures. And I don't even know if polarizing. I think most people felt the same about him, that, wow, what a successful coach, but what a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, but those who were close to him, you know, probably got to see different sides, but respected.
Yeah.
But also at the same time made you shake your head and go, grow up, you know.
Yeah.
But definitely left his mark on college athletics, and the success of his programs there at Indiana were incredible.
Just insane. He was a Hall of Fame basketball coach. They celebrated his 880th win back in 07. Then the record for a Division I men's coach, nicknamed the General. Obviously had that trademark temper, but Bob Knight passed away at the age of 83 last night. Hey, we've got a fun show lined up today coming up, 7:30. We will have Havala and Andy in for the Ask a Lawyer segment.
Is Andy back?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think so.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
there's Big Redhead comes in with her. Yes. Well, no, we'll know that's Andy.
We will know that is Andy. Yes. No, he is back. I've seen him. Since
okay.
Then. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll talk today with Andy and Havala on at 7:30 this morning. 8:30, we will have Miles Blumhart from the Coloradoan that will be on the program. Talk to him a little bit about the CSU boot run and the border war coming up tomorrow.
That's cool.
And then 9:30, we'll have Brady Hull, host of the whole show, as well. He's up and at him early today, man. He was over at Canvas Stadium at like 4:45 this morning, ready to roll. He was watching the cadets. Jay Norvell went up and talked to the cadets, and then they're off. They're off to the races. Supposed to meet at the border about noon today. We'll talk with Brady Hull a little bit about that and get his thoughts on the Denver Nuggets as well.
You know, I ran with them doing that back in 2007.
Okay, I didn't know if you were just lying the other day to Kevin on the air.
What? Did I do it?
You said you did it, and I'm like, did you really?
Yeah, no, and I got back to the stadium for the 2010 game, but it was... it was a lonely 3 years out there on the road. I took it.
Took a drink.
Goodness. God, I miss the kids during that time.
Yeah, those 3 years,
it's nice
they
drive by now and then on the way to the den.
Hyundai, I started running. I ran. That was Brian Gump, ladies and gentlemen. 6:17 the time. We'll come back with our Happy Life Gardens poll question next. Six 6:22 starts your Thursday morning off. Thanks for being with us. I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host. That's Angel Padilla back behind that bulletproof glass. Brady Hull, host of the whole show, is up and at him this morning.
What the hammer and Hank are you
still
doing up,
It's dark
man?
Out there, man.
So dark.
I didn't know that.
I get a text from him at like 5.
I just said, you up?
30. Yeah. Yeah. I said, hi. I'm like, hello. You on the road? Yep. Phone call incoming.
And well, I didn't want to call him, like, if he was...
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you know.
Let me just say, as kind of the guy who is the boss a bit around here, if you've got a morning show host who goes on at 6,
yeah,
and you're worried about calling him at 5:30 to see if he's up,
know.
You might need to talk.
Yeah. That was part of my call.
Luckily, I was up early this morning, so that's always a good thing. Brady, you were out at Canvas Stadium already this morning.
Yeah.
Did you get thrown out?
The cadets.
I just ran out. I was going to join them for a second, and I was like, I'm winded.
I thought maybe you were like the cat at Coors Field that just lives out there.
Yeah. I really feel bad because the great people there gave us coffee and everything, but then they were starting. They were getting ready to start. They were getting in formation. So I sat my coffee down on the little bench there, and then I just took off. And then I went outside, followed the cadets, and then they shut the gates. And I was like, well, my coffee's over there.
You're going to have to open this.
Somebody's going to have to clean that up. So next home game, we'll see if somebody cleaned that coffee cup out of it.
I can hardly
there.
Wait.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's kind of been a big day.
That was a
already.
Big thing. I was really looking forward to the coffee. Did not even take a sip of it.
Well, I came through, got him a Red Bull.
Yep.
We're rolling.
It's very nice. But this is one of those traditions of college football that I love. I love the games like for the bronze pig or, you know, for the barrel or for the
boot,
you know,
right?
The hatch.
Yeah.
I'm just going across the country. Somebody plays for a pig. All right.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's a pig trophy.
Oh,
I like those. I love those type of things. And I think that's what makes
so neat.
It's part of what makes college athletics really, really cool and stand out.
Yeah.
Are those type of traditions.
Yeah. No, I absolutely love it. I think it's so cool that they line up in the stadium, you know, and then they run out, and then obviously they run into the darkness and then get out on the interstate and away they go.
It's nice and safe. Yeah.
Nice and safe. Well, I was thinking, I was like, are they going to be like, do they shine lights on it? I mean, I thought about getting out there, you know, but then I thought not to do that.
Yeah, that
as
was
well.
good follow up.
Yeah, so I didn't commit all the way, but it was just neat to kind of see it. I mean, it was like 3 minutes really of
when we talked with Kevin Lytle on Tuesday, he was telling us like his only good idea he's had for the last 3 years.
I like this.
Do it like right before. Do it,
like lead it into the stadium right at kickoff. Like,
yeah, that would be cool.
That would be very cool. But, of course, the border war happening tomorrow night. Brady hanging out with us for a bit here this morning. Let's dive into our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Yeah. We got to thinking, of course, Bobby Knight was one of the most intense coaches of all time. So we're wondering who would have been the scariest coach to play for? Who would have been like that guy that you don't want to mess up in front of because you know you're going to get an earful and possibly a chair thrown at you? Bobby Knight's got to be close to the top of that list, Brian.
I would definitely think so. One of those that, as a parent, if you found out your kid has accepted the scholarship and is going to play for Indiana, you're going, oh, this could go two ways. You know, this could really make my, you know, my son this kind of person, or they could destroy him. Bobby Knight was one of those guys, definitely. I can go back in football, and for me, the legendary Woody Hayes of Ohio State University is one that was known for that. You saw Woody actually punch a player in the stomach.
Oh, God.
You know, where he would just lose his mind. So for me, I'm going to go there or Josh McDaniels.
Just because
your career is going
scary bad.
Yeah, your career is going to be over after that. Brady, do you have thoughts on this? One of the most scary coaches of all time would be? I'm kind of thinking like Mike Ditka is kind of where I'm going. Like Ditka,
where you
would be
wouldn't
terrifying.
Want to mess up.
Yeah.
You know who would be the
Bill
one you
Belichick,
didn't want to mess up.
Greg,
everything you hear about Bill Belichick though is that he's actually pretty fun guy when he's not in front of the media. Now, that doesn't mean he's not yelling at players and stuff,
right.
But he can really open up, and it's not like a scream fest with him. So,
what about Greg Popovich?
Popovich, again, I think he's one of those guys
behind the scenes,
he's not as scary as he seems when he's talking to the media.
There were Ditka. What I remember with him was him grabbing a player by the face mask, and it might have been Jim Harbaugh.
Mm.
Who he had by the face mask and was chewing him out, and then the player tried to leave, and he kept his hand in the face mask because he wasn't done yet, then pulled him back to him and continued to chew, you know?
Yeah.
So.
He would be tough. Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be a tough
I think
one.
I'm going to go with Mike Ditka here. Bobby Knight would have absolutely been terrifying as well. Of you know, the allegations of him putting his hands around a
just
player's
unstable.
Neck and throwing that out there.
Yeah, you remember Van Gundy did that? Put
That's
his neck
right.
around was it Latrell Sprewell or his hands around Latrell Sprewell's neck?
Oh,
remember that?
I do
when he was
remember
coaching
that
for the
going
Knicks.
Down. Didn't
That's
Spree-
that was Jeff, right?
That was Jeff.
Stan was the one who coached the Magic, right?
Yeah.
Jeff was also the one who was hanging on to somebody's ankle in the middle of that brawl, right?
Yeah.
Dragging him across the.
I don't know if he'd be
court.
Scary, but,
right, but
he didn't mind mixing it up with the players once in a while.
He was an angry little spider monkey.
Yeah, he was an angry little guy. For sure.
Let's go to the phone line with our daily visit with Lonster. Lonnie, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing good. Hey, Brady, how you doing?
Lonster, what's up, man?
Oh, just waking up here.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you achieved that. Thanks for calling, Lonnie.
The scariest coach of all time. Who are you going with, Lonster?
You know, I'm going to go with Frank Cush of Arizona State.
Ooh, that's a good one. He went on to coach the Colts, I believe, in the pros, too.
That's why Elway didn't want to play for the Baltimore Colts was because of Frank Cush.
Frank Cush.
The only reason I know that, I just watched the 83 documentary on that NFL draft. So kudos to me. Sorry, Lonster, didn't mean to take the spotlight away from you there.
Kudos
to
Lonnie.
That was good right there. No, I had to think of one. I go, wait a minute, I got one here for you.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah, no, that's a good poll this morning, Lonnie. What's for breakfast?
Hey, you know what? You want to come over and join you for breakfast?
Yeah, what do you got going?
I should just stop by.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Just bring some. Hey, Brad, I'll even fix some extra coffee there for you.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Just going to keep thinking about that coffee I left at Canvas Stadium.
Just thinking about it.
Yeah. To be one of my big regrets in life. That coffee was probably, like, the best.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll even buy you a cup there, too.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Wow.
Love
Lonnie's
that.
Lonnie's adventurous.
Yes, he is.
Can you pay for my grandchildren's college tuition while you're at it?
Somebody has to pay for my stuff. For
yeah.
Okay. All right. Lonnie, appreciate the call, my friend.
You guys have a good day.
You too, Lonnie.
There you go. So that's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Text us 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Stickman texting in this morning. I have to go with Coach Dean Grable from Eaton or Coach Bruce Dick. Bruce Dick is a terrifying figure.
Which is crazy because he's not like that here.
No, he's, well... But you see when he gets mad at me.
Oh, does he get hot?
You see, Brian, when those two would coach against each other when Bruce was at Rez and Dean was at Eaton, I had a friendly wager with the former athletic director, Steve Longwell, out there. I'm like, give me Dean to get teed up first. He's like, I'll take Bruce. And I actually won the burrito because Dean got the technical first. Because Bruce just has that stature with some of these refs where all he does is cross his arms and stares them down.
I've seen it. The way he looks at us through the control room window.
Yeah, that is
when
true.
When we're running late.
And the only thing that's saving us is there's a door, because Bruce struggles with doors.
Oh, he does, but he'll eat through that glass to get to us, too.
Did you? I had a coach that was pretty intense, my basketball coach.
Really?
He was so scary. I remember being in junior high, watching high school games, thinking, someday I'm going to have to play for that guy. I mean, he is intense. And he was like, he would, if he was mad at a player on the floor, he'd grab you from the bench and check. That's how you would check in. He would almost throw you across up to the scores table where you check in. And it was, I loved him. He was great. Right. You got used to it. But yeah, sometimes those intense coaches can be some of the best.
They can. See, and I had one in middle school. I was in like seventh grade, about ripped me off my feet by my face mask. And I'm like, that's too much at seventh grade. But anyhow, Mike commenting here, being from Indiana, I will say Bob Knight. A close second for me would be Bill Parcells. That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer, too.
Big tuna?
Yeah, I bet he would get pretty intense.
Yeah, and there's got to be some hockey coaches we haven't heard of yet that are going to be popping in. This will be fun throughout the
managers.
Morning.
Managers, yeah, we haven't talked about any MLB managers either.
Billy Martin.
Yeah, 6:32 the time. Let's get a break. It is Good Morning NoCo. Let's say thanks to Orthopedic Spine Center of the Rockies. They've got a new location coming to Greeley. Should be finished up here in 2024, but they are truly dedicated to their craft and to their community. Get an online appointment at orthohealth.com. That's orthohealth.com. Brady Hull sitting in for a bit this morning after he was up and at him real early this morning to go and watch as the cadets take off from CSU to head up to the border. And he's going to sit in and help me with celebrity birthdays. I need all
you
the help.
You need all the help you
Angel,
can get.
Well, and really, you're just helping Angel, because I am no help.
I'm pretty bad with names, though, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I wish you like. I don't know how to just stop that. I opened it, and now it's dinging. I'm going to set it in the corner.
I saw that you opened it, and the Trolls movie popped up. So
about that. I got this as a gift, and I still don't know how to work it.
That is
cool. All right, I have it so that it gives me my email. And I can do the show off of it, but it likes to talk on its own.
It does. It does, Brian. One day, buddy, you'll get there.
No,
you'll get there.
I won't.
Hey, Mitch, care here, pigeons. 6:35 the time.
Still, are we on FM yet?
103.1, yeah.
All right,
and 1310.
So many things.
Let's get to the bottom of the hour news and weather center.
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is.
Oh, yeah, well, it is the 2nd of November.
It is.
It is. Quit shaking your damn head at me. It's endless. It is. Today is...
What is it, Brian?
I told you. It's the 2nd of November.
Great segment, boys. Let's hang it up.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. It is International Doja Day. You know, like the Doja coin?
Doge.
Doge. Yeah, D-O-H-J is how it's pronounced. Doge. Yeah, there you go.
D-O-G-E, right? Is how it's spelled, though?
D-O-G-E.
That's what I said.
Oh, did you? I thought there was a silent E.
I thought so, too.
You won. You spelled dog. I thought the same.
Oh, D-O-G-E is, Doge. Yeah,
that is correct.
Uh-huh. Doge.
Yeah.
What type of dog is that, Angel? Do you know?
I believe it's a Shiba Inu.
Yes.
Oh.
Nailed it.
And
nailed it.
This all comes from an original dog, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It started as a meme.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? For the Doge dog, and then it became... the face of a Bitcoin.
Didn't Elon kind of like, because he just like...
he put a lot of money into Doge.
Tweet out and say Doge to the moon, and then everyone's like, oh, we're buying Doge.
Yeah.
Crypto frat boys.
Yeah, I thought it was more about the dog, because it was actually a do only good every day is what
Doge
was originally supposed to be. And it was this particular dog that they were putting up, and then it became the dog of memes.
Yeah, and the cryptocurrency. It was
I remember that.
Do only good every day. Yeah, there's lots of titans there.
Yeah, there certainly is. So celebrate that how you must. All right, it is National Cashback Day today. This is when you look at yourself as a consumer and think of ways that you can save yourself some money.
Yeah. Very good.
All right.
I thought it was when you check out somewhere and they're like, do you want any cash back? And you're always, no, why are you asking me that?
Okay.
I was wrong about what the day was. End up on that.
All right. How about National Men Make Dinner Day? I'm down. Do you do any cooking at your house? None.
I can grill a little bit, but no, not real cooking.
That's a guy response right there.
Yeah.
I can grill.
Dang, mess around the grill.
And only if I've got an open flame.
Yeah.
You know, that's
exactly
when
right.
I can whip up something. So do you have a specialty?
Just like hamburgers. Cereal.
I do whip up a meat.
You must have pretty good at cereal.
You've got to have something crunch. Else to offer, because you've got a lovely wife.
Yeah, I don't.
And there's...
I don't have any cooking skills.
None?
Tanner. No. Eggs? I could do eggs.
Yeah, brown
eggs. Okay. You make a fried egg or a scrambled egg?
I could do both. What do you want?
Pretty good. Pretty good
answer. Tanner, when cooking questions have come up before, you have raved about your ability to create a meatball.
Correct. Yeah, that's about it.
And that's something you've never proven to any of us.
With Brady, I can mess around on a grill as well. Get the Nike New Balances, the long socks on, visor, man.
I can
turn on AC/DC, and all of a sudden I'm rocking that grill.
Got the proper outfit and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Well, National Make Dinner Day today, which is also known as Honey, Let's Go Out.
Yeah.
It's National Deviled Egg Day today, which is one of the most disgusting food products ever created.
Oh, I love deviled eggs. Yeah.
I
love them.
Seriously.
I wish I knew how to make those.
If I walk into a room and I can't tell if somebody is sick or if they're making food, I'm not going to eat it. And the smell of internal combustion and deviled eggs is very similar.
There is a food truck, and I can't. I think it's Yokin' Around.
A food truck that's dishing out deviled eggs.
Dude, and you can order a platter of them, and
that's a little scary.
There's bacon on it. There's you got sriracha ones. You got ones with a jalapeno on it. Listen, I really had to start loving them when I figured out how much Jenna loved them, because you got to fight fire with fire. You got to do it. So,
I understand, but you don't need the whole family involved in that. You can just have a single shooter.
Yeah,
you know. You really don't need it.
Let's move on.
All right, it's National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day.
Is that like when I get on and tell the traffic?
No, for today, yes.
Get on and tell the traffic.
It's your day. Tell the traffic. You stay.
All right, that's pretty much what my traffic reports are.
Who does our traffic?
Cole.
That's what I thought. I was just waiting for you.
Oh, traffic.
That's right. Okay.
Traffic.
Yeah, that's in radio and broadcasting. It's Ohio Day today. Yay for Ohio.
All right.
Ohio yeah.
Sucks. Been there before.
Ohio sucks, right?
Yeah,
it's like time. I'm going to.
Am I right?
Ohio.
Am I right? All right, let's get it slow.
Actually, probably the worst roads that I ever drove through. When we used to take trips every summer, we'd go somewhere, and I just remember my dad using, one of the first times I heard him use his swear words.
Really?
We're driving through Ohio.
Because of the traffic or because of the roads?
The condition of the roads.
Ohio infrastructure, not good.
There we go. All right, celebrity birthdays. You guys ready?
All right. Yes. Wait. Yeah, now. Okay.
What's the line?
2.5.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Brady.
Come
on, boys.
Here we go.
Now, if I remember right, wasn't my line like 16 and a half yesterday or something? All right.
Somebody came up to me yesterday and goes, if I ever need somebody who knows the most useless information in the history of the world, I'm calling Brian Carey.
And yes, that would be the correct answer.
And I said, that's exactly what I said. The keyword there was useless.
Him.
Not so useless on trivia nights. Brian's like Tom Cruise. Celebrity.
First time those words have ever been used.
Spitting image.
David Schwimmer.
Yes.
I know.
Go ahead.
That's the guy that played Ross.
Yes, from Friends.
Friends and the giraffe and the animal show.
He's 57 years old today.
That's about David Schwimmer.
Let me mark that down.
Yeah. Got one.
All right.
Here we go.
Two to go. Let's go.
Marisol Nichols.
Sounds like some kind of Febreze.
Angel?
No idea.
No idea. I don't know either.
Yeah.
I look at it. She's beautiful and familiar.
I've never seen any of the movies that she's in.
Really?
You know her at all, Bert?
Nope. 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 Right. Don't know.
We move on.
Don't know.
How about Reshma Sheedy?
Can't swear on the radio, Brian.
I said Sheedy.
I have no idea who that is.
No, I don't know.
No.
You don't know either?
Angel's gonna know that one either. And I can't even spell that based off of
I didn't even know what Brian just said.
I thought he might have been having a stroke.
I love and hate you guys at the same time. Actress Stephanie Powers, 81 years old today. Singer J.D. Souther.
Man, we started off so hot.
Let's see. Who else do we have? Carter Buford. He's the drummer for Dave Matthews Band. Bet you've heard of the band.
Yeah.
Singer Katie Lang.
Why does that sound so dang familiar? Should I know this one?
She was probably one of the first gay ladies in country music to burst through and had a monster hit called Full Moon Full of Love, which was really good. She won Female Vocalist of the Year, I believe, the same year Lyle Lovett was the Male Vocalist of the Year. And she had a very, very good career and is one hell of a singer, but she's 62 years old today. Bassist Bobby Dahl.
Do you know?
Poison.
Yeah. I'm bad with the names.
60, I get that. Jenny Robertson, who was in Bull Durham and Reno 911.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or 911, if you will. 911. Yep. Yeah, there we go. Lauren Velez.
Angel, come on, man.
Man, this is a tough day.
I was counting on you, thinking maybe Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It was one of her films, also in the TV show Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Bassist Fieldy.
Man.
Fieldy's with Korn.
Oh.
Oh.
The band Korn?
Yeah, I like Korn.
I thought he was making it.
Worst show I've ever seen in my life.
You've been to a Korn concert?
I went to Ozzy Osbourne on a New Year's Eve concert to usher in midnight. And I didn't know who the opening act was, and out came Korn.
I've seen him live, but that's my...
I was frightened!
Yeah, that was. I liked him. It was good.
Death and blood music.
No, it totally is. Let's see. Nelly!
Air Force One song. Is that right? Nelly? Air Force Ones?
Yeah, Hot and Her.
Yeah. Nelly. Yeah. No, that guy. Nelly. He was in the Longest Yard remake with Adam Sandler.
Correct.
He was the running back. Also, didn't have any shoes.
Does a lot of country music songs now for some reason.
Huh.
He's done well.
Time I drop in, Brian. That broadcast school really paid off.
Absolutely. Well, I have his last album where he did do a bunch of songs with Darius Rucker, with my buddy George Burge.
Florida Georgia Line, a little bit.
Yep, absolutely.
One more, boys.
Boy, good luck on this. Danny Cooksey.
He's a comedian.
No, he was a little kid on Different Strokes. Let's see. TV personality, Karamo Brown. Karamo.
No.
Nope.
Queer Eye for the Queer Eye show on Netflix. He's the guy named Kamaro. Let's see. Is there anybody else alive here? No, the rest of them are dead.
That was it?
We're
terrible.
Two and a half. All right. Would you have known any of these had they still been living? Would you have known Burt Lancaster?
That sounds pretty familiar.
Yeah. Would you have known Daniel Boone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What would you have known about him?
Oh, everything.
Okay. Well, that's
Wasn't
good.
He like the frontiersman? He was a raccoon hat.
Actually, yes. Watched Leonardo DiCaprio did a bunch of documentary series on the History Channel, and Daniel Boone. That's a really good one. You should check it out.
I'll get to that. There we go.
Take a half because he's not here with us anymore. So we
no, you don't get a half for knowing Daniel Boone.
You should know that.
How about Warren Harding?
No.
James Polk.
Mm. They both presidents?
Yes, they were, Angel. Thank you.
James Madison. We know that.
Am
That's
I
a
right?
Football team.
Not the brightest two guys in the history
that's
of the world.
That's a total failure, folks, and I am so happy to have been a part of it.
President trivia is
Warren
tough.
Harding was a president?
Warren G. Harding.
That's
correct. Oh, I didn't know it was G.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh. Well, threw me off there, man.
We just know our presidents too well.
Yeah. Tanner and I know them so well. You got to use their proper full name, Brian.
I'm sorry I dropped the G.
No, you just missed the G. All right, if it is your birthday, very happy birthday to you.
You're the third most important person born today.
Yes, I've got a shout out too. Happy birthday to Tom Lefevre. Tom has been an uncle to me forever. You hear Travis Lefevre with Buildings by Design. It's Travis's dad, Tom. So happy birthday, Tom. Love you, my man. Hope you have a great day. And you are the third most famous person born on this day.
Truly.
Brady Hull, thanks so much for your time this morning, my
friend. Thanks, gang.
Wasn't a president. Was he?
Yeah, I think so.
We wouldn't know.
Let's get to the NOCO Truck Center Commodity Report. All right, here's a name that only anybody who is in their late 50s, early 60s from Eastern Colorado is going to know, because I know that narrows it down to about three people possibly listening right now. My dad just commented on the scariest coach
yes.
of all time. Tom P. Pinnell. That was his football coach. Didn't know, according to my dad, didn't know a lick about football, but he knew that if you were in better shape than the other team, come to the fourth quarter, you're going to still have a chance in it. And my dad said that's all he would do, was just run them every single practice. We're going to run them and just keep running them. But that's his answer. Tom P. Pinnell, his old high school football coach.
And probably as we brought this up, that's where a lot of people are going in their mind.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking about the coaches they had growing up. And throw those out there, man. Yeah. Let's hear from him.
The coach who made you hate a sport, you got to be on there at some point.
But I quit football because of Coach Coughlin. All right, so there you go.
Exactly right. Exactly right. All right, when we come back, we'll have news for Northern Colorado. Dive in a little bit more about Ken Buck as he's not seeking re-election. We will talk a little bit more about a Lerman County nonprofit expanding into Weld County. And, of course, we'll have Ask a Lawyer coming up as well. It's Good Morning NOCO, presented by Air Solutions, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.